It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Ozzy Osbourne is the latest musician to forbid Trump from using their music in his campaigns, ads, or rallies. A video on social media opens with footage of MSNBC having technical difficulties. Then the screen fully fades to black and Crazy Train starts playing. A silhouette of Trump then appears and president emerges from the shadows and walks to the podium. Very dramatic. And in response to the president's unauthorized use of Crazy Train, Sharon and Ozzy Osbourne slam Trump and forbid him from using any of Ozzy's music ever again before suggesting that he reach out to other musicians who have previously endorsed him.
Donald! Could you use my music? I miss the Osbournes on TV. They were great.
They were great. Reality TV has its finest. Daisy Ridley, Star Wars actor, is vowing never to return to social media, saying her use of Instagram and Facebook is forever cut off like a Skywalker limb. Love it. After she was the first cast as Rey in Star Wars back in 2014, she said she found social media amplified critical voices who were mad that the sci-fi series was now focusing on a central woman character. Didn't want to have to deal with all those bad vibes, so she got rid of the whole thing and does not plan to return.
If you didn't work in radio, would you get rid of your social media? Would you just not do it at all?
I've thought about it, you know, like taking breaks and detoxing, like a little social media detox.
Yeah, I mean, I like it, but there's so much crap. Like, you have to post a thousand things on different things. I just want, like, one small thing and everything would just go out from there.
I know, right?
Too much work.
Khloe Kardashian celebrated her 35th birthday yesterday. And she says, similar to Daisy Ridley's situation, she can't bring herself to watch Keeping Up with the Kardashians at the moment because it's too toxic.
I personally don't watch it back because I already know what happens. It's just, I think, a little too toxic for me to keep reliving stuff like that. So I stay off social. I didn't watch it. And it's just a part of our job that we kind of have to do. So we can't just pick and choose what we want to show. That's not fair. And so that's just what it is.
Of course, referring to the Jordan Woods, Tristan Thompson scandal there.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to watch that again either. That's got to be tough.
Somebody cheating on you? No thanks. The first trailer for the new Charlie's Angel movies dropped yesterday, and it's going to hit theaters November 15th. Kristen Stewart, Naomi Scott from the Aladdin movie, and Ella Balinski are now your new angels. The trailer also confirms that Miley Cyrus, Ariana Grande, and Lana Del Rey collabed on a new single for the film, which we don't know the title yet, but it's previewed in the trailer, which, by the way, I have never seen Kristen Stewart smile so much.
Yeah, and she looks so different because Kristen Stewart, the whole Twilight people kind of freak me out, to be honest. But I was like, wow, okay.
She looks good.
I was like, this is very interesting. I might watch it after all.
And that is the garbage for today. Coming up, John Stamos says that Full House isn't done yet.
Are you kidding me?
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.